AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Seven people are now known dead in the storms that pummeled the Midwest and Southern Plains this week. The National Weather Service says it appears the tornado that slammed into Missouri's capital, Jefferson City, Wednesday night was an EF3, which can blow 160-mile-per-hour winds. Resident Aisha McLean says she and her family got battered as the storm ripped her home apart.
It would be a hit with bricks, the roof. It was a terrifying moment for me. Like, scared. I was really scared. I'm still scared.
Somebody's tested positive for measles after going through Dallas-Fort Worth Airport on May 15th. Health officials are warning travelers to make sure they're immunized. Tarrant County Public Health Director Vinny Taneja on who's at risk.
Only those individuals who might have been at the airport during that time and don't have immunization against measles. If they're not protected, they're the only ones who really are at risk.
Today is getaway day for many Americans who will enjoy a long holiday weekend. AAA says nearly 43 million of us will be traveling. The top Memorial Day travel destination, Orlando, followed by New York, Las Vegas, and Honolulu. If you're driving, gas is $2.85 a gallon today on average. Last year at this time, it was $2.97. President Trump is directing the U.S. intelligence community to cooperate with Attorney General William Barr's investigation into how the Russia probe started. There are new charges now against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. These new charges accuse him of violating the Espionage Act by publishing documents that were secret. Consequently, some traditional journalists are worried now that this may have unpleasant implications for them. This is AP Radio News. A victim who survived a Florida serial killer watched him die last night.
Lisa Nolan, who was 17 years old when she was abducted and raped by Bobby Joe Long in 1984 before he let her go, was a witness to the serial killer's execution in Florida. She tells reporters,
"It was very comforting for me to know that this was actually happening, to be honest. It's been a long time coming."
Nolan says she wanted Long to look her in the eye, to be the first person he saw in the witness room, but he didn't open his eyes. After Long freed her in November 1984, Nolan led police to him, who later admitted to killing 10 women in the Tampa Bay area. I'm Tim McGuire.
Today is graduation day for more than 1,000 midshipmen at the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. Each of them will get a Bachelor of Science degree and be commissioned as either a Navy ensign or a second lieutenant in the Marines. The acting defense secretary will deliver the commencement address. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.